This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, we hang out. Subjects around here change quickly, rapidly. And part of it depends on what you send me. I look at what you guys send me on a regular basis. And I always say the same thing. I mean, you know, again, I can't keep up with you. You guys is fast, you know? But I do very much appreciate the time that you guys spend with me, again, on the air, in the chat. What are you doing here to me? On the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And be part of that conversation. If you don't want to hear your voice, you don't want to, you know, I mean, going through one of those things, that's fine. I get it. People are like that, you know? All right, so we have, apparently, we have a professor who thinks that this whole email thing, you know, this whole bunch of noise about nothing that's going on with Clinton, yeah, it's really an attack on women. Well, why do we pay these people? Well, why do we give these people any money? I mean, when these professors speak up like this, I think somebody should walk in the room and go, okay, paycheck, stop until you shut up. That's not what this class is about. You have no reason to be talking about this stuff. Now, this is another example of the liberal loons, what I love to call the liberal loons. Yeah, that's right. Just on overdrive at this point. Robin Lakoff, professor of linguistics at the University of California. Figures! University of California. It had to be California or Massachusetts, one of the two. She opines that the Emailgate is an attack on women. She spoke to people at Time Magazine and said, I am mad. I am mad because I'm scared. And if you're a woman, you should be scared too. Yeah, because we all know when we start attacking someone who happens to be a woman for doing the wrong thing with her email, it's definitely just simply an attack on women, right? We all know that. Emailgate is a witch hunt with a B. But the target is not Hillary Clinton. It's us. The only reason the whole email flap has legs is because the candidate is female. Come on, this is stupid going somewhere to happen, ain't it? I mean, it's... You see, because I have to watch what I say. Because what I really want to say would get me shut out, put off the air. I'll tell you how disingenuous what a bunch of liars they are. And they're trying to scare you. They're trying to scare you on the left. I mean, on the right. Don't let them do this. See, you disagreed with Barack Obama because he was black. Not because he was being an idiot. Not because he was doing stupid stuff. Not because he was incompetent. No, it had to do with because he was black. So does that mean when a Dem says anything nasty against me, it strictly has to do with me because I'm an Italian, right? I'm of Italian descent. Has to be. That's what it has to be. Now, can you imagine this happening to a man? She says, Clinton is guilty of speaking white female. And Emailgate is just a reminder to us all that she's no business doing what she's doing. She must be punished for the sake of all decent women everywhere. Oh, God. Doesn't she make you want to throw up? The people demanding Clinton act like moral, act with more morals. Like thundering from the pulpit, like Jonathan Edwards or Cotton Mather. But Donald Trump, Rudy Giuliani, Chris Christie, Newt Gingrich, Rush Limbaugh, and their many conservative friends are not remotely Clinton's moral superiors. They're simply bullies. Uh-huh. See, they're bullies. And they're picking on women. They should be tarred and feathered. Maybe drawn and quartered. What do you think? Let's have some fun. They're simply bullies. And they're using gender discrimination to give a veneer of plausibility to their accusations. No! We're using somebody who is just wrong, who knew they were breaking the law. Notice that we don't say that as a woman she knew she was breaking the law. As a human, as an American, she knew she was breaking the law. That person feels like the law is beneath her. That person feels like most people are beneath her. And I'd actually flip it around and say, aren't you being a bully for getting on us for calling her out on her wrongdoings? She goes on to say that FBI Chief James Comey has shown himself to be another bully. See, this is why I say to you, these words mean nothing today. And the left has caused that to happen. The left has made bully means nothing. Racist means nothing. Bigot means nothing. Homophobe means nothing. Islamophobe means nothing. Absolutely nothing. Because the left uses them as rapid fire out of a machine gun to try to make you feel bad. And you white folk, if you feel bad because of this, you hear these words and you feel bad, then you need some real psychiatric care. Because you should know, and you do know, when you search yourself whether you're doing the right thing or the wrong thing. You know it. She goes on to say that he has repeatedly talked down to Clinton, Comey, admonishing her as a bad parent would a five-year-old. He has accused her of poor judgment. She had poor, there's no accusation. She had poor judgment. And she herself said she made the wrong decision. She made the wrong choice. She did the wrong thing. It was a mistake. And he's a bully because he called her use of a private email server extremely careless? It was. It's a statement of fact, lady. It's not bullying. I need some fresh air. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
Yeah, right.
You get a shiver in the dark. It's ringing. We are back. Meantime. You're listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, you know what? Keep up with it. Right? I mean, I don't care whether it's here or so. Keep up with what's going on around you. Because there's a lot happening out there. There's a lot of distractions. You know, I don't know how much, and WikiLeaks is dumping stuff like crazy. I don't know how many of you are keeping up with it, but there's a lot of good stuff coming out of WikiLeaks. And this isn't going to, you know, this is going to end anytime soon. Even after the election, I got a funny feeling that he's going to keep releasing things, you know? I would. No, I am Joe Messina, your host. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me very much on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I just found something that was great, but we're not going to be able to do it tonight. I need more time on this other story. But apparently, again, like I said, this professor has said, states, that Emailgate is an attack on women. Everything is an attack on women. When you're one of these far-left progressive loons, there isn't anything that isn't an attack on women. Right? And she's upset because James Comey called, he's a bully, because he called her out on the server. He called her extremely careless. Right? And he just, she said that he had, that Comey admonished her like a 5-year-old, and he was the parent. Actually, lady, what you missed here, too, is that really, if he had a spine, he wouldn't have admonished her. He would have just put handcuffs on her. That's what he would have done. Right? She goes on to say, if the candidate were male, there'd be no scolding, no scandal. This is the fantasy land. These people still have e-tickets in their back pocket. This is a fantasy land they live in. This is that mindset that it's always everybody else's fault. It's always somebody else's fault. That victim mentality that somebody's coming after them. Somebody's looking for them to do something wrong. Look, if you're a Dem or a Republican, but the Dems are doing it more. If you actually can look in the mirror, you can look someone like me in the face and say, there is no substance, there is no truth to Mrs. Clinton, Mr. Clinton have done absolutely nothing wrong. Absolutely not one of these charges has any truth to it. I would say you're the problem. You're why this country's in such a mess. You're the reason we can't get out of this mess. You need psychiatric care. That's what I would say. The very ideas would be absurd, she said, that a man would do something like this. Men have a nearly absolute right to freedom of speech. In theory, so do women, but that, as the creationists like to say, it's only a theory. That's funny because we don't say it's only a theory. We say creationism is real. Right? And I don't know any Christian, any God-fearing man, that says a woman is below him. She goes on to say, you know, she has another woe are we moment. And the same woman credits Hillary Clinton and that group with saving them. Liberal women make pitiful feminists as they sit down on their little butts, eating ice cream from a tub and rubbing their cats. This is... As for Hillary Clinton, isn't it obvious that some devious male, some malcontent planted all those emails on her server? You know what it was? It was them white Russian guys who hate women. The same ones that sell women online. See, what they did was they broke into Hillary's multiple servers. You know, when she said she only had one, but she had multiple. Through her multiple devices where she said she only had one. And they get all those emails. No, I've got to figure it out. Listen to me. And then they hacked into Uma's laptop. And they dumped all those emails on Uma's laptop. And they let a few of them dribble here and there out so somebody would find them. And it started this whole thing. That had to be it. Them Russian hackers did all of this. They're really good. It's just amazing. Perhaps Podesta, or maybe even Wiener, actually the most likely culprit is Bill himself. Think about something. If she was in jail, he's free. Yeah, in his mind, anyway. Well, he is. She doesn't stop him from doing anything, but think about it. He don't have to come. Listen, remember when he made that statement about Obamacare being terrible? I'm telling you. He walked in the door that night while he was doing the duck and cover and the whole 9 yards, you know. You know, when you have to cross a minefield, that's what he was doing to get into the house that night. The writer goes on to say, not that it matters, but didn't we learn from the WikiLeaks that Podesta warned Hillary Clinton about her emails? He did this after he was tipped off by a man, guess where? In the Department of Justice. Then after warning Hillary, right, she decided that deleting 33 emails was not an issue. Knowing they were coming to look for those things, Hillary was wrong, so people must die. Who cares about a few covert operatives? As long as Hillary's covered, who cares, right? And notice those loons on the left, again, she does nothing wrong. She's responsible for nothing. She had a hand in nothing. And even though, you know, she has, I'll give her credit. Yeah, I'm going to give her credit. She has evolved on the issue. Remember, she went from doing absolutely nothing wrong to now, yeah, she did a few things wrong that she would have done differently, and she's sorry she did them that way. Although I don't know what them is, because she never really said. But she has finally admitted that, you know, I could have done things better. Some of the things I did were wrong. So Clinton has repeatedly apologized, but apparently not enough for her accusers, she says, the woman writing this. In fact, her apologies were her only mistake. By apologizing, she acknowledged guilt. We'll have none of that. But that's what women are supposed to do, aren't they? Because women are always guilty. This woman writing this, she is guilty. There's something going on with her. Several members of her own staff sent emails grumbling that she was a recalcitrant apologizer. But her instinct was right. Apologizing has only made her weaker. Her opponent never apologizes, not really. So accusations slide off his back like water off his... Oh, yeah, that happens all the time. Nothing ever sticks to him. Michael Haslam joins me after the break, I hope. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a little bit.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
How's the audio level?
We are back. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, we've been... I've been having a lot of fun tonight. I got to tell you something. The loons are out in force. They must be petrified of something. They are out in force. And, again, the email scandal, this just in today, the email scandal is nothing more than an attack on women. Did you know that? Anyway, Michael Housen joins me from House Rules. Always have fun when he's on the show. Did you know that, Michael? Did you know that this whole email scandal with Hillary is nothing more than an attack on women?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, so he's, go ahead.
The misogyny present in the attacks on Hillary Clinton, the discussions of her email, the discussions of the Clinton Foundation, the discussions of her money. If she had the same equipment that I have and that I assume that you still have,
None
of this would be an issue.
Ooh,
it wouldn't be.
Okay. Thanks for having you on.
Oh, come on. That's a bit of a joke. You haven't announced today if you're still identifying.
Oh, that's true, too. That's true. What was that story we did the other day? Just in the second hour? Did you hear about the new ecosexuals?
Oh, you know what? Yeah. I saw it on Twitter and I saw it on Facebook, and I couldn't click on it.
No. You have to click on it. Come on. You're my bud. You got to click on it. You got to take a look at it. Because, you know, you see that stuff and you say to yourself, this can't be real. And then you start looking at it and you realize not only is it real, it is extremely real. And these freaks, I'm sorry, I have no other name for them. Freaks.
Oh, my God. Do not have Google Images up when you Google ecosexual.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
We have so lost it. I've been telling people, I go, look, you guys don't understand something here. You can't be anything you want. I know your mother told you could be anything you wanted to be. This is not what she was talking about, okay? I mean, we've got, what do we have? We had trans species. We had the woman who had her ears lopped off and she was having leopard scales or whatever put on her, tattooed on her body. Then we had the guy that was 57 years old, but he identified as a 6-year-old female. And this all of a sudden, this is all acceptable and okay, and nobody goes to the psychiatrist anymore for this stuff. I mean, am I just being an old white guy, or do you see this as a libertarian? Do you see these as problems too?
Well,
yeah, go ahead.
as, a, as a libertarian, I am okay with whatever anybody wants to do, as long as there's the consent of both parties and they're legally able to consent in terms of age and mental fitness, etc. Right? That's my libertarian approach. Love is hard, and if you find somebody to love, good for you. I don't know how. Oh my God.
Go ahead. Least, go ahead. I want to see
at, at least from the pictures I'm looking at, I'm not sure how you can obtain consent in this particular circumstance.
Oh no, this and then they said that the range for the description is anybody buying things that were natural sex toys, you know, organic type of sex toys, all the way through to having sexual relations with a tree. And I don't know how in God's creation you do that, but I don't want to know how, and I don't want anybody trying to explain it to me. So it really is that simple. So
okay. Now there.
Go ahead.
There is a. How much time do we have? Okay. There obviously is a continuum. Like, I'm looking at a description, and this is a family-friendly show, correct?
Oh yeah. Yes. Okay. Please.
There's a description of certain activities that I would have to say are only ecosexual in the sense that the particular activity is happening out of doors.
Here's how I put it. Some of the activities, they said, and I'll tell you how I cleaned it up. They were pleasuring themselves in a waterfall.
Okay, so okay. I'm totally now pleasuring themselves. Everybody involved in that particular circumstance is giving consent. As long as there's no onlookers who've not given consent, I'm totally good with that. If it's you and your wife under a waterfall, and you've both consented, and she is of sound mind, and she is above the age of 18.
She married me, so keep going.
Well, you know, asterisks don't necessarily apply. That particular thing, if you guys are off in Hawaii somewhere or wherever, and you find a waterfall and you want to go after it, good for you. Now, the description of the activity right before that, in the sentence that I'm looking at, it looks like it does involve one person.
And go ahead. Are they rolling around in the dirt? Is it that one?
No, but in this is a particular case, I'm not sure consent could ever be given because this particular biological organism isn't necessarily understood to be able to give consent. I'm not sure how you would – let's look at it this way. I don't know if you could ask the tree if it was into it.
No. Oh, God. All right. So let's move on.
Oh, my gosh.
But I did this earlier, and I'm just thinking to myself, we should hear the big flushing sound all the time at this point. I just – there's no other way to put it.
Now, I will say, man, you know, my perspective on sex and relationships has definitely changed over the last decade. I'll tell you an interesting story about this. My insulation company, I was doing insulation for a couple of guys, and in the house they had pictures of one of the guys and older kids, and I knew that these two dudes had only been together for a couple of years. And I said, "Wait, are these your kids?" He goes, "Yeah, those are my kids before I got divorced." So the guy was married, had kids, 18, 19 years into the divorce, into the marriage. He sat down with his two teenage kids and his wife and said, "Look, I just can't do this anymore. I'm gay." And all three of them said, "We know. Good."
Good what? Good that he finally came out? Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. She married another dude who was single and a friend. They and their kids and the two dudes, they do stuff together. Because the wife was like, "Look, I know that he wasn't happy, and now he is." And you know what? A decade ago, I would have thought that was disgusting and awful. But now I realize, you know what? They found somebody that they love, and they're happy, and everybody's good with it. I got to say, I'm totally okay with that.
Well, I'd have to do a whole segment and a whole other show around that kind of stuff. But, hey, I want to get to the Hillary stuff before we run out of time. Seriously.
I just don't want a tree or my shrub to be involved in whatever they're doing.
Okay, thank you. So,
or
yeah.
My waterfall.
Yeah, please don't use my tree or my water. I'm with you there. Just
right?
Do the eco stuff on your eco property or whatever, you know?
People are so bizarre.
Now, here's the weird stuff. In California, right, you have to have ongoing consent to have sex, right? You know, in colleges and stuff like that. What about the tree? Who's going to protect the trees, man? Where are the tree huggers when you need them? You know what I'm saying?
Well, if you're going to need to figure out a way to get consent for that kind of activity, what about if you're trying to, you know, trim the brush back or you're going to lop off a limb?
See, that's what I'm – see, there's no boundaries anymore. We're done. You know what I'm saying?
You know, this really – it really is just –
God. Don't do it.
I guarantee you that within a decade, there's going to be an undergraduate degree at UC Santa Cruz.
Yeah. Yeah.
In this exact thing.
I know. Yeah, tell me about it. They've already added it to, it's now LGBTQE. They've already added it there. So I would get a big kick out of that.
Okay, let's argue about something else.
All right. So the Hillary, I mean, it's good to argue with her. So Hillary now, watching what's coming out. The FBI's they've never reopened the investigation. As Comey said, it was never really closed. He just simply said, you know,
in this
part of it, there's nothing here, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But now, after, you know, several field offices and a few other things going down, and now you got the FBI information, you've got the Uma Abedin information, and now they're saying, wait a minute, we may have a boatload more on the foundation than we thought we had, and now this thing is really starting to blow up. Too bad 5 days before the election, huh? Go figure. But will they indict her, you think? Come on, you tell me. You think they'll go after her? They'll indict her? They'll actually make something out of this or not?
When you say they, the current Justice Department?
Well, we know the current Justice Department's not going to really do it. I'm surprised that Comey grew enough of a spine to actually go after this. I think he had, from somebody that I know on the inside, I think he had a major mutiny going on. And you'll have to answer that after the break. But I do want to get your ideas on what's going to happen with Hillary. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Michael Housem joins me. Yes, we're done with the eco-sexual whatever, and we are going to move on to Hillary, which probably is just as gross for some of us. We'll be right back.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S., to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby who?
Abby Normal.
Oh. We are back. Well, we're back, but my voice isn't. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Life. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you're conversing, engaging, getting involved. Please get involved. But don't just sit there drooling all over yourself. You know, get up, get engaged, do something, anything. Every week, Michael Housem joins me, and we'll pull him on right now. Michael, always a pleasure to have you with me on the show.
Thank you. Appreciate it, man, and it's super fun to be on your show.
Yeah, we try to keep it lighthearted around here, except when, you know, somebody calls you older than you are. But other than that, the Hillary thing, all this Hillary stuff going down. I mean, I'm thoroughly amazed that people, not just the right people, but people as a whole are not outraged at what she's doing or what she's involved with. I mean, you've got people on the left saying this is all a right-wing conspiracy. She's done absolutely nothing wrong. I just want to know what kind of crack they're using.
You know, wouldn't you say that that's a minority of the Hillary supporters?
I don't know.
This is the... a couple of things that I've realized in this last little bit of time is, number one, is the perception of what people are saying and thinking. You have to be very careful drawing conclusions about it, number one, because our social media bubble is self-selected, as is the media we consume.
That's a very good point. Yep.
Right? So what I've started doing is, anytime something happens, I may go read Gateway Pundit or Drudge or Doug Giles, or there's a handful of other super duper duper pro Trump crazy right wing sites. I will also go read Media Matters and Think Progress and Mother Jones on the exact same issue.
Yep.
And then I'll go read either people I like and know and trust, and then I'll go to CNN. So for the Hillary thing, for example, my perception is that most Hillary supporters have an exact understanding of just how incredibly corrupt and dirty she is, I would suggest that the percentage of Democrats that are disgusted with Hillary is equivalent to the percentage of Republicans that are disgusted with Trump. Whether or not they vote for them may be a different thing, but just as a general, hey, you're a Republican, how do you feel about Donald Trump? God, I wish it was anybody but him, but I'm so going to vote for him. I think the exact same thing happens on the Democrat side with Hillary.
Really?
And they get it. They're like, yeah, she's been feeding at the trough. She's self-serving. The 100% of all of the email thing would have been nothing if she just had done the state.gov thing and changed nothing else. If she had been self-serving and getting all that money and the Clinton Foundation and all the garbage and nonsense, but just had done everything to the state.gov thing, none of this would be happening. None of it would. Because nobody would have known. It wouldn't have been a thing. But I think that I definitely know some Democrats that are like, she's done nothing wrong, absolutely, everything's above the board, Colin Powell did it, she's helped the world, and all. I think there's a small percentage. I think really? The rest
think,
of them –
You think
I
that's
do.
A small percentage? I'm not saying you're wrong, because I really truly believe at this point in time, seeing some of the numbers I've seen through the Republican Party, that there's a lot of Trump voters out there that when you call them, they're saying, I'm not voting for Trump, are you crazy? I know a lot of elected officials that will say they're not supporting Trump, or they're focused on their own race and they're voting for Trump. Because
I'm not making a distinction between those Democrats voting for Hillary and those not voting for Hillary. I'm just saying that of all the Democrats, whether they're right. voting for Hillary or not, the percentage that thinks that she is, you know,
corrupt,
holy,
nasty, Satan. I'm trying to help you out here.
I think that the percent – I bet you more than half of Democrats have similar opinions to Hillary that you do. At least not the conclusions about her, but in terms of agreeing on all the facts, the email and the self-filling and all of that. And I'd say it's probably only 25% of Democrats that are like, what are you talking about? She's never done anything wrong. She's wonderfully accomplished. I think that's a small percentage. I think the rest of them are like, oh, my gosh, I wish we would have had – I mean, the number of Democrats that I've talked to that are sitting around and thinking – imagine if Joe Biden had run. Imagine if Cory Booker had run. Imagine if, you know, a handful of not who was the guy from Virginia that I would vote for in a second now? Jim Webb.
Okay.
Who was just a total quiet loser. Or who was the guy from Rhode Island who was just hilarious?
Oh, God. Yeah, right.
The former Republican.
I can't remember his name. But look, here's the deal. I am worried about people as a whole, though, where you're voting more because you couldn't possibly vote for a Republican, you couldn't possibly vote for a Democrat, as opposed to somebody who's willing to say, I'm going to vote for the person who's right for the job. Or, I mean, look, I don't care how much you hate Trump, don't like Trump, or what have you. I got a real problem with somebody like Hillary, who's actually shown us now the law doesn't apply to her. She's not interested in what the law has to say. And when she gets caught doing exactly what she thinks is okay, she's going to do everything she can in the world, help people commit suicide whenever they can to get out of the trouble she is actually in. I think If she was not Hillary Clinton, if she was anybody else other than Hillary Clinton, she would have already been in jail.
Yeah, you're probably right. I think you're probably right.
Yeah. And Bill, I mean, look, I'm not the guy that's going to go spread all kinds of rumors, but here's why I think it's really funny. So Bill, you know, he's going down to that underage island all the time. That's why I call it underage island.
What is it? The Pedophile Express, so, or whatever they call it.
Yeah, three New York police divisions have been doing some investigation, and somehow UMA and this isn't in the Inquirer, which wouldn't be too bad because they've broken some pretty big stories. Now they're talking that there might be some kind of a sex ring, but underage sex ring. That they're somehow involved with, whether it's a cover-up or actually engaged in it. There is thousands and thousands of emails on that laptop that tie the Clintons in to some kind of sex ring. And I'm thinking to myself, my God, what else? You got drugs? You got sex? You got giving out country secrets? I mean, this you couldn't write a novel like this, could you?
Oh, absolutely not. And I honestly don't think that's going to go anywhere. I really don't.
Well, that's why I said to you. I'm not trying to spread a rumor. I'm just saying it's
Lolita common. Express. That's what they call it from the Vladimir Nabokov book, Lolita. That's what they call it, Lolita Express.
Okay. You happy with yourself then?
The play. I'm super happy. Okay, so we've got like a couple minutes left. Yeah. So what do you think is going to happen next week, brother? Because by the time we get on the phone next week, Wednesday or Thursday or Friday,
yeah,
we're going to know.
Yeah, Trump's going to win. You hate me, right? Trump's going to win.
No, I just...
The numbers are turning too fast. Look at put it all together. She's spending hundreds of millions of dollars. There are other groups spending hundreds of millions of dollars, right? She can't break away from him. And when she did for a very short period of time, it's now closed back up again. There is in a statistical dead heat in most places where she had a lead. So I'm looking at this going, people are changing, people are swapping, and even the Secretary of States in three or four of the major states where you can turn your votes have had an increase in people asking, how do I change my vote? Something's up.
Right. Right.
What do you think?
I think she's going to win. You know what? I don't know. The polling change is very interesting. But here's the thing, man. I so badly want her to lose because she's so despicable and corrupt and disgusting.
Yep.
At the same time, I so want Donald Trump to lose because he's so despicable and such a con man.
Yep.
And, I
hear you.
Here's the deal. I actually dislike Donald Trump more than I dislike Hillary.
Here's the reason why. Oh, go ahead.
Here's the reason why. And not dislike. I definitely dislike Hillary more than I dislike Donald Trump.
Okay.
But nothing about Hillary is surprising me. I talk more about the Donald Trump stuff because, Hillary arranged for $12 million from Morocco while she was running for president. Yeah, that doesn't – none of it surprises me.
I get that part of it.
And it just – every single day, all day long, I think, you know what? If these moron Republican primary voters had actually considered who they were going to be running against and what they actually wanted to do, which is win an election, as opposed to send a message or burn it down or kick them all out or get their own or finally have somebody to worship and care about with an R by their name. If they had focused on just, we need to win in early November, who can we elect to do that? So that's what I think about all day.
You're up against it. How do people find you?
I haven't voted yet, but I'm not voting for Trump as of today.
Oh, jeez.
Okay. I might on Tuesday as of now. No. Twitter, at MP House, MPHAUS.
Yeah.
My radio show is House Rules. It's
gotta go.
HouseRules.us.
I'm Joe, a senior host. You'll see the real side of GCN Live. Hey, we're back tomorrow. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones. There's always room for you. Have a great rest of the day.